Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News podcast series. This is your destination report for Mazepa Bay. And this time, Mr. Owen Richter has the latest news of what's been going on over this past week. He is also going to be touching on some safety concerns because, guys, unfortunately, there was a horrific incident that happened at Mazepa recently. He is also advising on some tackle for those big bags that are on the bite. Yes, it is ragatude season, and Owen has been bending some rods on them. So this is Owen Richter with this week's fishing report.
Well, guys, it's me, Owen Richter, from Walker's Angling Tours and Adventures with this week's fishing news from Mazepa Bay. Well, gentlemen, we've had a lot of rain, as you guys can see, along the whole coastline. Once again, the Transcar, the last couple of days, had proper rain. So the river's on full flood. Last week I spoke about safety, and yeah, I'm getting straight back to safety. Just remember, gentlemen, before I even speak about the fishing, the sea is not your friend. If you think he's your friend, he's going to take you for a good flip and ride. And we had a local guy that's been doing river crossings between Cobbin and Mazepa for years with his little canoe boat, that little like boat, like a mud skipper. And of course, with the river in flood, there were people on the opposite side that needed to be fetched, and he thought he'd get across. The tide was pushing, but the current was underneath, pulling out the river quicker than he actually thought. So when he started crossing the river with his little boat, he got into difficulties, and the boat started going out. The river mouth flipped over and got sucked out and must have drowned because we haven't found his body yet. So just getting back to condolences to family and friends there in Mazepa Bay, but Ajax from Mazepa knows the guy quite well, and everybody was searching for him, but with the big seas and the current sucking out the mouth like that, you won't find him. So yeah, nevertheless, getting straight back to Mazepa Bay, guys, please remember, Eastwood's been pumping, the water's brown and cold, all the rivers coming down, a lot of raggies around. So yeah, when you're fishing for those big bags, just be like on the lookout. Those big fish hurt your back. Getting straight back to the fishing for big bags and raggies. Guys, we're all back to sliding and sliding baits. Please don't get to Mazepa and try and just slide with 0.45 line or 4.7 or 5.0. It's too thin. These raggies are backbreakers. Some of these big sharks, you guys are getting burnt off and your line is, you have to use like 0.55 to 0.60 line for sliding. So your line is tight and harder and your slide can get down quicker. And use proper sinkers, guys. Don't come there with flipping 7 ounce little weed eater sinkers or wire sinkers that the wire is thinner than nylon, because you're not going to be able to get your bait down to the bottom. Because remember, cast out, let your sinker hook fast, then you put your slide down, you slide down. So hopefully that helps. I've put some photos on your different lines. T-Line manufactured in South Africa. Very, very good line. I've been using it for many, many years. And they've got everything from your light tackle for scratching from 0.35 right up to flipping 1.8, 2.2 mil line. So yeah, nevertheless, guys, be safe out there. And yeah, I'm starting a tour on Monday, so I'll be at Mazepa on Monday until Thursday, then I'll let you guys know what happens. Great weekend to all.
Thank you so much, Owen. Another fantastic report of what's been going on in Mazepa Bay. We love your updates and keeping us in the loop of what's going on. Thank you for that advice on what to carry tackle-wise for those big bags out there. I can't wait to get my rods bending on some of those raggies, and I know who to call. Guys, it is Owen Richter, Wild Coast Angling Tours. If you're planning on going to Mazepa Bay, there's no one else to call except Owen. I've actually made some inquiries myself, and I can't wait to get out there with him, especially at this time of the year, because he has been sending me some images, and guys, I must say, I was jaw dropped. Go and check it out on Wild Coast Angling Tour social media pages. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.